8 spoonfuls, as in big heaped spoonfuls,
yeah,
of oats, but like jumbo oats,
yeah,
right? Size of your fist.
What kind of oats? To what brand? Flavins is king, mate.
Flavins.
Yeah.
Yep. You drop a promo code.
And then Paddy Barnes.
8 scoops. 8 scoops, right?
Yeah.
Almond milk.
Yeah.
Stir it up in the pot. Always done in the pot. Never done in the microwave. Yeah. Takes a wee bit of time.
Yeah.
Are we one you can put at the between 1 and 10 in terms of heat? 7. What's wrong with that?
No, it's okay.
Right. Sorry, I'm a bit touchy about this. So start that on the heat.
Yeah.
Then you get your frozen fruit.
Oh, you don't put that in.
Huh?
Frozen fruit.
Yeah.
Into the pot.
Because then it heats up.
Oh, it heats up.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Fuck off. More fresh, no?
But frozen fruit is fresher. Because see, as soon as they pick it, they freeze it. So if you... No, no. I know I say stupid stuff, right? But say you go to a fruit and veg shop. That's been sitting there since pussy was a kitten.
Yeah.
That's been sitting there for a long time.
Yeah.
By the time they get it, what if bananas come from Costa Rica?
Yeah.
They didn't pick those yesterday, right? When they get frozen fruit, they freeze it straight away. I think it's within 3 hours of being picked. So even though it's frozen, it's fresher.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So I put in, I do a berry medley.
Yeah.
You name it. Blueberries. Blackberries, strawberries, raspberries,
and pomegranates, no?
Huh? No, berries, just.
Just berries,
huh? Just berries, right? Those in, once that, then stir that. So that's starting to heat up. Get a banana.
You don't put that in a pot.
You're right. You're right. You've jumped the gun there.
Yeah.
Then, so I cut the banana in slices, and then down the middle. So wee bits of banana. That goes into my bowl.
Yeah.
Right, so that doesn't get heated.
Before porridge?
Yeah, it's just in the bowl waiting. Just hear me out. Go back, stir it up. As soon as I'm getting a wee bubble going and I know it's just right, take a porridge off the heat, scoop it into my bowl on top of the banana, stir all that up, almond butter.
Oh.
Big spoonful.
Yeah.
Stir all that up. Genuinely, it's the world's best breakfast. I've had that same breakfast every day for about 10 years and I'll never change it. Now, in different seasons, you can change your fruit, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the base stays.
No cinnamon?
And that's how I look like this. What?
No cinnamon?
I'm allergic to cinnamon. I swear.
Fuck off.
I swear.
Fuck off.
I swear the only cinnamon I can have is Jerry. Like, I no joke, I'm allergic to cinnamon. I'm allergic to cinnamon, turmeric, some different spices.
Did you know almond is not a nut?
Hmm?
Almond's not a nut.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
What is it?
Google.
Huh?
I don't know exactly what it is, but it's not nut.
Can someone fact check it? Anyway, all that in the pot. Breakfast of champions. No joke. I don't know what your nutrition's going to be like for this camp, but if you need me to come in every morning, whip you up at breakfast. It takes an hour and a half to make.
It's fucking serious.
But it's good. But it's good. An almond's a seed? That's big to start a podcast like that. With that knowledge, then almonds fact. A seed.
Fun fact.
Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast. With me, Shane Todd. Conspiracy theorist on that one. An almonds what? Before we get into this episode, a few things to plug. I am going to be on tour very soon. I'm going to, first of all, London. I'm in London on 24th, I think, of September. Probably not. 24th of September, somewhere around that date. I'm in Dublin on the 3rd of October. It's sold out. Then I go to the United States of America. San Francisco, LA, Chicago, Washington, New York. And the tickets are flying apart from LA, where they are not. 55-seater. And once it's close to selling out if we get another 52 people rounded up. Put it that way. Put it this way. I spoke to the person that's going recently. He's like, I'm the person that's coming, I think, with two of my mates. So buy tickets for those. We'll put all tickets for all my tour shows. I've actually updated my website, shanetoddcomedy.net or the Shane Todd. No, the shanetodd.com or Dan. come back to me on that. We have Patreon, patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. We're going to put the live podcast from the waterfront up there soon. We'll do the bonus podcast every Monday, live streaming Friday. There's 2 years worth of stuff on there. Go check it out. We're heading towards 2000, and when we do, we've got some fun planned. What's my website, Dan?
TheShaneTodd.com.
TheShaneTodd.com. There you go. It's in the description below. Before we get stuck into this episode, we're sponsored by, first of all, Thompson's Tea, aka the guys that make Punjana. Now, this stuff here, I was going to say I'll put hairs in your chest, but I don't want them to get in touch and be like, don't say that, because, you know, if like children are drinking or anything. These guys make the best tea anywhere. It's Northern Ireland's number one selling tea, but it's the best tea anywhere in the world. Whenever I go on tour, I'll be taking this stuff with me everywhere I go. I'll be bagging it up, I'll be hiding it, I'll be putting it up my arse, and then I'll go to the airport. And look, this is just the best tea around. These guys are based in Belfast. Punjana, I know it sounds exotic, I know it sounds like it could be from Marrakesh or Birmingham or something like that. Belfast. Made here, drank here, we love it. Keep drinking it. No promo code, no discount, no sign up, no offer. Just keep drinking it. Fuck the rest. Try the best. We're also sponsored by Manscaped. Now, I gotta say, I'm a big believer in this product. I'm actually here. Get a shot of this. Not what you think. Look. Manscaped. I'm wearing the pants. I just realized that halfway through this. I think a lot of people in this room thought when I said get a shot of this and did that I was just fully going to show you my pubic region. I only do that on patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. Look, whenever I go over to the States, whenever I go in there and they say, have you anything to declare, I have to use the Manscaped product before I go, because if I didn't, I'd have to say, yeah, this horrific sight. I'm gonna go over to America smooth as a cucumber. Thanks to Manscaped. They're the number one in men's below the belt grooming products. Ball cleanser, ball deodorant, ball wipes, the Lawnmower 4.0. Shave your ear hair, your nose hair. They've got cologne. As you can see, they've got pants. They've got everything. And the perfect performance package is where it's at. Our code TWITHME gets you 20% off and free shipping. Check it out. Great for gift ideas. And just, it's just a nicer way to be. It's like people who drink tea, nice people. Keep it nice down there. That's all we want. Let's get stuck into this episode. My guest, I think this may be third or fourth time on here.
Third or fourth.
Could be starting to like get up there with some of the all-time top appearance holders. Well, and I know that'll mean a lot. My guest is the man who debunks myths. You think an almond's a nut? This guy's a nut right here for facts. it's number one nut analyst and boxer, Michael Conlon. I like your, you know what? You're very relaxed here and I like it.
Yep.
Really relaxed.
It's Friday, I'm going to rip it apart, so.
You're going to rip it apart? Aye. Yes, you season the day.
Yeah.
Are you getting hyped up?
Definitely, can't wait.
You just, here's the thing, right? See life coaches and things like that?
Yep.
Sometimes I look at it and I laugh at it and I'm like, that's naff. But then when I don't think about it, sometimes I look at it and I go, oh yeah. some guy standing in Corn Market, yeah, talking to his camera, go on, you can do it. And I go, why? I can't do it. Would you ever have like a motivational coach or anything like that?
No, you have performance coaches and stuff. He would, you know, sports sakes and stuff.
But what if I was there just shouting quotes at you? The night's darkest just before the dawn, Michael.
Yeah, that would work.
It would?
That would work.
It would.
Standing in the corner.
Yeah.
Like, shooting some quotes from Rocky in the rain. No pain! No pain!
It's great to have you back on. I wanted to have you on last week, but you were away.
Yeah.
Let's get straight into this, right? I imagine boxers just are always just doing sparring, and if not, you're resting. You said, I'm away. You said, I'm going away. I said, yeah. Oh, just out of interest, where are you going? Yeah. You away to Wim Hof?
Wim Hof, yeah.
Now, for people who don't know who he is, he's like a Dutch guy.
Yeah.
An old Dutch guy, and he's all about like breathing.
Breathing, and his nickname is the Iceman, isn't it?
The Iceman.
He set the record for, you know, being the longest in ice, so.
The longest in ice?
Or like his body fully kind of in ice.
But what about people who've been frozen for thousands of years?
It's been smoked already. Like, so. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
So yeah, you've probably seen this guy on the internet. Like, he's a huge phenomenon.
Yeah.
And you see articles on it all over the place. It's all about like deep breathing, meditation, ice baths, yeah, all that kind of thing. I looked at it and thought that looks good, but you actually went for a week.
Yeah, to,
like,
done
a retreat. Is it a retreat?
Nah, summer expedition. It was called.
It's a retreat.
Yeah, it basically was like a retreat, like, but
where?
The Pyrenees Mountains.
Oh, why?
So we flew to Barcelona and had the drive.
Oh. Who did you go with?
My missus.
Yeah?
Yeah, she came with me.
Okay.
She held my hand. So
okay.
I need a bit of comfort.
So fly to Barcelona.
Yeah, and then drive fucking 3-4 hours or something, or 3 hours to the Pyrenees, which is kind of just in between France and Spain.
Right.
So that's where we were.
What's a perineum?
I don't know. A perineum?
Perineum. It's a flourish. In between your balls and your arse? And these are the Pyrenean Mountains, which are in between France and Spain? That's probably why they're called that.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Fair enough.
Sorry.
Yeah,
so you go, right, so first of all, don't have to tell me a figure, but is this dear? It sounds expensive.
It's not overly expensive. Like.
Really? Right. So how many people are going on this? And do you know everyone on it?
No, didn't know anybody on it. There was about 120 people there, and then the instructors and stuff as well. So you got to count them as. But
so what are you? What are you actually going for? Why are you like
mindset stuff? Right. You know, I believe in the kind of the breathwork stuff and the cold kind of exposure and how good it is for your health as well. So, just a mixture of things, yeah.
And is this like, is it? Was it more for a personal thing or a boxing thing or both? Were you sort of thinking
both
this
for my own health and stuff for the future and all, I think. And for your mindset, obviously, for sport, it's fantastic. But for life and everything, it's very, very good.
And you're just about to go into another training camp. So is it like something before that, just to reset?
A little pre-camp.
Things?
You know, that's what I was thinking. Set me up to go back in the training camp.
See, I don't do right pre-camps. Mindset. I just
fight. Go straight in for the
fight. No, I don't do a camp. I fight. So... This is outside, so it's in the mountains.
Yeah.
Right? Is it like middle of nowhere, paint the picture, or is it like isolated?
I was isolated enough. There was a little town not far, but it was fuck all in it, really.
And is it good crackers, or is it all like deadly serious? It's all like...
It was good. It was sound. It was serious, like.
Right.
And it was mad intense at times. But it was sound at the same time.
Now, what's an average day on this camp?
So you get up in the morning. Fucking the mornings kill me. I don't like getting up early.
Right.
And you're up at like 7:30 to be up and do breath work out in this fucking pier kind of thing, or like viewpoint over mountains at like 8:00. Breakfast, then you go and fucking climb into the ice.
Is this people from all over the world too?
Aye. Right. Brazil, fucking Australians, everywhere. Americans.
Right.
It was mental.
Right.
But I see you do that jump.
By the way, sorry, let me ask you, did anybody know you?
Aye.
Yeah?
Aye. Things people and all there as well, like, yeah. You know what I mean? So aye.
No, that would just be interesting to like.
Well, I'm walking around with top off because you're getting the race now. I have Olympic rings, so people are gonna be curious as well, like, ask you questions. So yeah.
Were you just going? Yeah.
I think
they're like, have you ever been? Oh, you must be a big Olympics fan. Have you been? You're like, I wasn't spectating anyway. I haven't tattooed on
you
me too. Just, I lie.
I've been asked before, but
what? About like you just a big Olympics?
And I says, someone asks, says, nah, I wasn't competing, but you know the electrics and stuff in the village. Yeah. Me and all the boys, we done that, so we did it, and then I got the tattoo.
Now, here's the difference between me and you. People see the Olympic rings tattooed on you,
yeah,
probably look at you and your body and go, bet you he boxed at the Olympics.
Yeah.
If I had that, people would presume I did. You know the wee stick with a hanky in the end? People would assume that's what I did. How much do you have the face for that? People never smile, do they?
No. Badminton, you look like a badminton player. I mean, that's... You
know, I look like the bad boy of badminton. I've held a shuttlecock before. Anyway, so you get up, you do your breath work.
Yeah.
And it's all about, it's sort of like holding your breath, isn't it?
So you do, whatever it is, 30, 40, 50 breaths, whatever it is, all like deep kind of,
hyperventilate.
That's what it's like, hyperventilate.
Is that not dangerous, Michael?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably is.
Nobody died?
Nobody died. At the end, you breathe out and then you hold it out. You don't fucking breathe back in. And you just hold it for however long you can.
How long could you do, and how long were you able to do then in the end?
See, to be honest, they don't tell you, but you're going long, like.
Yeah.
You are going long.
25 minutes?
Fuck off, man.
Like, how long?
I'd say about 2 minutes.
Oh.
2-3 minutes.
I could do 2 minutes.
Let's do it.
You don't think I could do 2 minutes?
No.
Let's make a bet. Right. You don't think I could do two? I could hold my breath for 2 minutes. I don't know if I could. But
right now.
Right. Well, let's make a bet.
What do you want to bet?
Right. A couple of weeks ago, you left your sunglasses here.
Yeah. Yo, I bet you them right now. You couldn't do it.
Right. I have my sunglasses here. If I win, I have your sunglasses. Right. How much were they?
They were expensive.
Yeah. And if you win, you get these. No, I'm only joking. I wouldn't take your sunglasses. Cash.
Let's do it.
No, okay, let's bet. Hold on, I'm trying to think of some.
I'll bet you.
What?
If you can do it.
Yeah.
You ready to hit me 10 times? You hit me anywhere?
No, I don't.
Except the face.
You have a camp coming up. I don't want to hit you, man.
Hit me the body 10 times as hard as you possibly can.
No, I don't want to do that.
Right? If not, if you lose, I'm allowed to hit you once.
No! That's the most mental... No, obviously not.
That's a bet.
Obviously not.
Let's do it.
No, I don't want to do that. Can I have your hat if I can do it?
Okay.
Genuinely,
you can take his hat. If you can hold your breath right now for 2 minutes, I'll give you the hat and the glasses.
Now, right, here's the thing. You have to coach me through it.
No.
Yeah.
Jesus. I can do it. So
right,
let's
right
do
okay.
It.
But if we do okay. this, right? If we do this, and we'll swap seats for this, right? Because you need... I've seen the Wim Hof. You lie down to do it. Yeah. You didn't think I knew that. You coach me through. Right. But here's the thing. Also, yeah. I need you to trust me during this, that if I won't even be doing wee breaths in. If I can't do it, I won't do it. I promise you, though, I'll be honest with you.
Nah. You know what? See, when you're holding your breath, you'll probably go...
No, that's what I'm saying. I won't do that. But this doesn't work without trust. Trust is key to life. And life is key to success. Sorry, I'm in life coach mode. Okay. But you need to just trust me. This doesn't work without it. Right?
Yeah,
I promise on Tony's life. Right. If I cheat during this, he'll die today. He'll die today. That's how this works. Right, so you
sit where I'm
sitting. Yeah.
Two minutes, yeah.
I don't know if I can do 2 minutes. So, what would you say at the start of this? You're going to knock that whole thing.
I can put the little app on if you want. You have Wim talking to you doing it.
No, I want you talking to me doing it.
No, fuck, I'm not talking to you doing it.
And then, I need to breath in, breath out. How many roughly would you say I need to do?
I'll give you 25, yeah.
25?
Well, you 30.
No, I only need 25. And then I'll do it now.
So it's turn, I guess, yeah?
Right, okay. Okay. Now, when I'm doing this, I will do 2 minutes, and it'll be 2 minutes of dead air. So you talk through it. Mike and Dan, stick your mics up. We can commentate on this. We can talk through it. But before we do it, I promise I'll be honest doing this.
Right.
Okay?
I'm coming over.
What?
Just to see if you breathe through your nose.
No, because then I'll like breathe if you're standing on top of me.
Just close your eyes and do it.
No, I don't want to pinch my nose because I need to be totally still. I swear I will do it honestly. All right, I promised on Tony's life.
Tony's one of my best mates.
I swear, I probably won't be able to do it, right? Here we go.
You ready? Will I start it?
Okay, hang on. Okay, hands up who believes I can do this. Right, why did nobody put their hands up? Yeah, the mic... Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. The mic's going to be nice and close. Right?
You ready?
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, you'll be able to pick me up. Fire my mic up. I'm not going to... What? Like this? Okay. Now, see when I'm all vulnerable doing this?
Yeah.
Don't be doing anything weird to me.
The average person can do it for 90 seconds.
The average person can do it for 90 seconds. Well, lucky this is me. Okay, here we go.
Fully in, letting go. Breathe in, breathe out. Go with the flow.
Wait, stop. That's too fast for you, to be honest. I'll slow it down.
You're at mind games already.
I'll slow down.
How dare was that hot?
I'll slow down. You ready?
Yeah. Here we go.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Just go with the flow of the breath. No pause between inhalation and exhalation. Breathe in. Breathe out. In. Out, in, out, into the belly, into the chest, and let go, like a wing, make it circle. Fully in, letting go, just keep on going, no pause between inhalation and exhalation. Fully in, letting go. Just keep on going.
If I get a boner during this, edit it out.
It happens, okay.
In, out. Into the belly. Into the chest and let go. Pull in. Let it go. Make it circular. Just keep on going. Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Right, last one.
Breathe out.
In,
out. Let's shoot. Breathe out.
Breath hold from now. Let the body do what the body is capable of doing.
So, Michael, for you, at what point does it start to get difficult?
Bastard's gonna get my hat.
Feel, become aware of your body. Your hands and feet are tingling, or you feel your body temperature is changing. That's okay.
Nah.
Well done, mate.
What did I get?
A minute 43.
That's unreal.
Jesus Christ.
Well done.
So, man, how'd you get in the boxing? A minute 43. That's
decent.
And I hope everybody believes that was genuine. Like, I was honest.
Nah, I believe you.
I did feel the tingle when he said, and then I couldn't. Because I laughed at one point too, and then I realised, like, this is a podcast. And halfway through it, I was like, imagine if you tune in at the moment where I'm just like, fully like it. But I feel a wee bit lightheaded at that, but I feel ready to go, like.
Nah, it's lethal.
I feel ready to go smack someone. Like. Feel good. Not you, don't worry, you're right. But you can keep your hat. So you were doing that for a week?
Yeah.
And the ice baths? Yeah. What do you like with the ice baths? I'd be brutal.
I'm sound with the ice baths.
Really?
See, because of boxing and sport, after sessions, we always kind of go into the ice and stuff to recover.
Right.
But it's a different type. It's colder. It's way colder than ones.
Their ice is colder?
No, it was more ice in it. So
Okay.
The water was colder.
How long are you doing in that?
15 minutes straight to them. That's the longest I've done. Like, I did disappear and say, you like, they really do like not land.
Yeah.
See one of them. So, like, so the first day was 10 minutes, second day was 15 minutes, third day was like, you could just play with it 5 minutes in, no, come out, you can go back in, come back out, come back in, five minutes at a time. So my first kind of jumped in for the first 5 minutes and everybody's trying to be focused and I'm sitting trying to talk to people.
Right, but people just want to what?
They're all trying to like get in there, like, they're fucking like focused and stuff. And the guy beside me is like, oh, feels like in the jacuzzi, you know, he's like, yeah, feels like it's good, doesn't it? I'll talk to you in a minute, yeah. So he's like, I'll talk to you in a minute.
That's a Belfast thing, though, isn't it? They're just wanting the chat.
So I goes, I didn't pick up on it. He was struggling a little bit. So I turn around and goes, no, so here, what did you do? Because he said he does like mountain run stuff. He says you were in the Arctic. What were you doing in the Arctic and all? He says, it wasn't running, I was shooting film, but I'll tell you in a minute. So I asked him another question 2 minutes later, and he was like, I'll tell you in a minute. Yeah, I was just sitting there smiling stuff. Yeah. Thought it was brilliant. Get out. And then I felt fucking cold. And then my missus, who's with me, she went, I'm going to go in again. And I was like, all right, I fucking have to go in again now because she's getting.
Yeah.
So I went, sweet, get back in. I started to shiver by a team. Get back in the second. And I wasn't fucking talking to people this time. I was like,
yeah.
Sitting there fucking freezing. Done the second one to go out. And then she goes, I'm going to do a third one here. And for fuck's sake, I'm gonna do a fucking third one now. I had to go in and do the third one.
But your wife's from the North Pole, though, isn't she?
She's an Eskimo. So I don't know. What was stuck out. It was good, like, very good.
Yeah. Was Wim himself there?
Yep.
What was that like?
He's a crazy, crazy bastard. Like.
Were you chatting to him?
Aye. Done like a testimonial for him after, you know, like,
oh, yeah,
talking all about how benefits sport and all stuff like that there. So nah, he's crazy, like, very funny. And like the ace is fucking nothing to him, like, he just gets in the zoo.
I'm just thinking what is it?
Sits and has a laugh. How he talks.
I'll be in sent this testimonial. Just back on Wim there, you know Wim. Where could we do it? Where could we do it, like, here? Like, in Belfast? Like, where could we do it? Where could we... In the ice bath and you coach me? Because I don't think I could do 10 seconds in it.
Huh? Mouse.
You got an ice bath?
What?
It sounds like a trick to get me to your
house. Nah, I bought one there. And then... I bought a little portable one where you can just claim them too. There, you get them on Amazon. But then someone sent me one, so I'm picking it up a day.
Serious?
Now you have to fill it with ice.
Are they dear?
Like, I wouldn't know.
Can we come and do that for a video, yeah, for the podcast?
100%.
How long do you reckon I could do? Because you've seen there, I'm a tough bastard. Like.
In the ice, how good are you with cold? See, I'm determined, like, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Like, I make things a competition.
Yeah,
with anything I do. So I was sitting in the ice bath, I'm sitting there. Even the one that was 15 minutes straight, I'm sitting staring at people, like...
Yeah. You don't want to be the first one to get out?
No, I'll never get it.
Right.
If I was going to die, I would just stand at the win.
But, Lee, like, did you feel... Like, I'm not big into, like, spirituality, not like I think it's weird or I don't believe in it. I just have never really experienced that much of it, I don't think. But did you, like, when you were leaving that week, like, do you feel, like, different or anything?
No, not in the sense. But the breathwork, more so than anything, it takes you to different places and deeper in your consciousness and stuff like that there. So you feel mad doing that. Like, that's like, it feels like you're on drugs.
Right.
It does, like, when you're, if you do loads of that there, say if you had a cap going, done a next round right away there.
Yeah.
You feel like you're high, like.
Yeah.
And it's fucking, you're floating and stuff.
I love the idea of people selling that at raves. Mayor, I've got this good shit. Light in there for 25 minutes here. 30 in, 30 out, bro. Can you apply that to boxing anyway? Like, when you're...
I think so, it's probably one of the reasons I was doing it, you know. Kind of... Obviously, you're training your lungs.
Yeah.
You know, they're making them bigger and expanding them more. And then just the calmness of the mind and stuff. And you kind of need to be like that, don't you, in a combat sport?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. You know.
I know. Yeah. When's your next fight?
December 10th.
Who's it against?
Connor Burns.
You're not the favorite. You're not the favorite for that.
Fuck. Definitely don't have the much the same support either. Like, no, he's the most supported athlete.
Has your opponent been named?
No, no, I don't know who it is.
You don't know who it is?
No, still over 12 weeks away. Like,
where is it?
SSA, it seems.
Oh yeah, but could be anyone.
Could be you if you want.
Nah,
you fight Burns in the undercard.
No. I honestly would fight in the undercard.
Who would you fight?
A child.
Probably Barnes.
No. I'd beat Barnes. No, I think you should. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do for your walk on music this time? You're gonna go.
Did you watch the last one?
Yeah.
Did you see dance music?
Yeah.
First time I ever used dance music.
But that's what I think you should do. You'll wanna do your wee track thing at the start. Yeah. Maybe a wee wave to him sing at the start or whatever it is, right?
Grace.
Then,
Grace. Grace.
Then I want you to go into something like the Scatman.
I used to love that. Fuck me, Scatman, would you say?
Would you consider?
What was the film that was in?
I don't remember.
It's your man from Shawshank Redemption's in it. I think he gets accused of killing his wife or something.
And they use the Scatman.
I think it's a funny film at the start. Like, he goes, something happens.
It's a comedy.
What's it called?
Nothing to Lose.
Yes. Yes, Nothing to Lose.
A comedy about a guy who kills his wife.
Isn't it? And he gets accused of killing his wife or gets accused of killing someone? Martin Lawrence and the Scatman comes on.
Scatman's a belter of a tune. I used to be able to do it on reel in the 90s. I don't know if I might have lost it.
Let's hear it.
People come from far and wide to see me do that.
You didn't add the B in the
front. Yeah. No.
No.
But at one point, you're preaching to the choir. At one point, it goes though, but sometimes it starts on the bop.
No,
sometimes in the song goes after the bridge.
Never does.
After the bridge. That's what I'm saying. People were coming from Hollywood. Busloads of kids were coming in from Hollywood.
did they
see me at the youth club? Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
Fair play.
And then Scatman had another song after that called Scatman's World. And I remember a guy.
You were really into Scatman. Fuck me, I never heard of any of
John Scatman?
John.
I don't think I was real name. I think it was someone else, Scatman. But he, I remember in youth club, right? Hollywood Youth Club. You used to go like banger swimming and all that kind of thing. And there was this like wee weird guy. And he used it. When the Scatman was big, this kid was singing another song. And he used to, I remember, maybe he didn't do it all the time. Maybe it just happened once. But I remember on like he was like behind me on the bus. And I remember hearing him sing, because everyone was singing the Scatman, right?
Yeah.
And I remember hearing him go, calling up in Scatman's world. And I was like, you've made that up. And he goes, no, it's a Scatman song. And I was like, no, the Scatman song is. And about 3 years ago, I heard Scatman's World, and I felt like looking that guy up and going, mate, I am so sorry. Nobody believed him. Everyone was like, I think you got kicked out of youth club. People were like, there's no other Scatman song. But yeah, Scatman's dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah,
but that would be a good song to come out to, right?
Scatman, I know. Or Scatman's Word, and just that one fella, I'll be like, yeah! But yeah, Scatman, honestly, it's good, like, it's pumping.
It would be a good tune, like.
Wolf Tones into the Scatman. I mean, it works, perfect link. Did you go to Wolf Tones at the field?
No.
No?
I was gone, I was on holiday.
You were you're always on holiday?
Yeah.
More days off in Santa?
I love that phrase.
But you are always on holiday right now.
When I'm home,
that's not a dig at you, I just mean.
When I'm home, I go on holiday.
When you,
no point. When I come home from training camp.
Oh, when you come home,
holiday.
I thought you said when I'm home, I'm on holiday, and I like that attitude. But you always go Greece.
Greece this year. Where did we go this year? So I went to Ibiza first with my mates, and then I went to Lanzarote
with the boys.
Yes.
And then you went to Lanzarote.
Yes.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
And I don't mean to offend anybody. Lanzarote, shit.
It's the worst fucking place.
It's one of the worst.
The food is so bad.
Food's bad. It's windy. Yeah. All day, every day. There's nothing there. And here's the thing about Lanzarote. It's like, you think it's unreal. Because it's hot, a bit like Tenerife, it's hot all year round.
Listen, it was the last minute holiday. We weren't going to go away on holiday. So.
No, I'd probably been sixth. I'd never learn a lesson. I go, Lanzarote be hot. We'll go to Lanzarote. It's shit.
That is.
It's just a big volcanic rock, and it's windy. Tenerife beats Lanzarote every day of the week.
I'd agree, yeah. Like, I didn't enjoy it. The hotel and stuff was lovely, but the actual holiday, food. I'm a food person, and food was shit.
Yeah.
They don't have, like, what is their cuisine there?
Shit.
They have no Spanish fucking cuisine?
No.
What's, like, where's their paellas? I mean,
where's shit. Paellas for the boys?
That's it.
Was Ibiza good?
Unbelievable.
I'd never been to Ibiza, but I...
Unbelievable.
Here's the thing.
So listen, yes. I'll tell you what. Okay. First day, I raised. My mate's very fucking kind of connected over here, I know. If we go in the Ocean Beach, fucking sort it in the Ocean Beach. Unbelievable.
Was it?
Yeah.
Who? Wayne Lineker?
Oh, I was with him, all right. As with him, what a fucking. I'm talking about that. But we end up going to Ushuaia after.
To what?
Ushuaia.
A club?
The big nightclub. So brings it, get in anyway, my mate brings us in. All this fucking VIP treatment. Unbelievable. Price should have cost us about 20 odd grand. Sitting on a table. Who is here and who's here? Roger Federer and Jason Statham.
You give me no time to guess.
You wouldn't have got them anyway. So it was fuck. I was.
So this
going,
is a this is an exclusive club. What you're saying?
No, it's a big. It's one of the biggest fucking
VIP tables.
Yeah.
No,
they're probably fucking. I don't know what price they would be. They're really, really expensive.
What are you drinking?
Oh, just I was on the cocktails all day because I'm not a big drinker.
Right.
So something nice and sweet was alright, and then. In the evening time, I was just having a few vodka and pineapple.
Were you chatting to either Roger Federer or Jason Statham?
I couldn't get near them.
Really?
Federer was nice and relaxed, chilled. You couldn't get near him. I had too much security around him. And Statham was fucking, he was up on top of chairs going mental, dancing. Like, yeah. But like, couldn't get near them. All.
Who was Statham with a big entourage too?
Oh, they both had big entourage, sorry. And then there were some of the fucking footballers there and stuff. I didn't have a clue who they were.
I loved it. I'd have been more in my... If you went, there's Roger Federer, Jason Statham, and someone else went, there's a guy who plays for a League 2 team. There's a guy who plays... There's a right back for Forest Green Rovers. I'd have been like, whoa! I'd have been going up to him.
Jermaine Janus, is it? There?
Jermaine Janus?
Something like
was
that.
Was he there?
I think so.
See, I'm more blown away by that. What was he doing? Not much of a security around him.
No.
Janus by himself, like.
Yeah.
Just chilling out.
He's just sitting there watching. People watching.
I think I'd like to go to Ibiza, but then part of me thinks I'd get there and go... It's a wee bit too much.
No, so just I thought the same. See,
I'm not a drink. I'm not a big drinker.
Not a big drinker. Don't touch any fucking drugs or anything. So I was going, fuck me, I'm going away with a bunch of crazy people here, and I don't do any shit.
Yeah.
So I made sure I booked my own hotel away from them.
Right. That's an experience touch, yeah, and I like it a lot. Now, did you tell them beforehand, or did you give them impression you were doing?
No, I told them. Right. I'm not staying with you. I don't stay up all night.
Yeah.
So. Home hotel, was able to go back and go to sleep when I wanted to. Happy days.
And do you think I'd like Ibiza?
Aye. I didn't think I would like Ibiza.
Did you do the sun? Did you go and watch the sunset? No. People do that. I don't know why they do that.
No.
Yeah. I don't know why they do that.
Watch it anywhere in the world. Where the fuck do you want to go to Ibiza and watch
But
it?
People go where? Cafe Del Mar?
No, what do you call it? Fucking Mambo.
Right, can I say, also, you know the way we said what we said about Lanzarote? Are we just saying, can we just say things where you're like, let me just be honest.
I'm sorry.
Who's the person that plays the saxophone everywhere? Laura. Annoying. I get that it's like, look, I've never been able to play an instrument ever in my life. But it's I don't know. People go nuts for it. Why is that the only person that gets respect as a sax? Because I'm sure there's people who are as good at the saxophone. But if your dad got up and started doing exactly this, people would be like, who the fuck's this guy? What are you doing, mate? Just playing a saxophone? People go, Wim Hof. you're like, I don't do any drugs. And people are like, you're like, boys, fuck, I need something. People are like, oh, Mick's going to do drugs. And then they look around the corner and you just wheeled over a wee ice bath. You're just sitting
there. Off your tits. Land in the corner of the club.
See places like Ocean Beach, is that what's called, the club? I think I'd hate it, but also I think I'd like the people watching it. I think I'd love to just sit and watch people.
The people watching is unbelievable.
Because it's like a competition. It looks like a competition of like who can get the biggest bottle of champagne.
They fucking spend some money. Like.
What's a big bottle of champagne cost you there?
I don't know, but I know that like for like... So if you get...
100
More not.
I would say so anyway.
Yeah, probably.
I wouldn't drink champagne, so I wouldn't fucking know. But right. The big bottle of vodka, the bed all out there probably comes to about $1,000, $2,000.
Do you get a lot of people coming up to you? Especially somewhere like Ibiza from home?
So it was like this bunch of fellas when you were off from Dublin.
Right.
I get fucking cheered above them. They grab me and fucking cheered me above them.
Hold on.
Fucking one was trying to wedgie me and everything.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure you didn't get crushed at bar mitzvah?
Here, it felt like that. I'm not, man. I was getting fucked up in the air and everything.
You're like, it's beanie, the game is very small. Mate, you smashed that. So they hoisted you up on a chair?
No, they fucking just lifted me like I was on a chair and started like throwing me up in the air like that. You know what
sounds
I mean?
Like you were attacked?
Yes, I was. Someone put their finger up my ass. I mean, these things happen.
But you can't. You can't risk that. See if I'd have been there, and you didn't invite me, but if I'd have been there, I'd go, no, because you can't risk that. What if you'd fallen off that chair? That's a good laugh at the time.
On a chair.
Oh, I thought you said they had you on a chair.
No, they lifted me like I was on a chair.
Oh, in my head, yeah. They had you up on a chair.
King of the castle.
That's mad that people would just presume and do that with you.
I know.
But you get a lot, do you get tortured? Not tortured in a way that's bad, but like a lot of
loads of people
come
over, getting pictures and all that. But
now, would you ever do the, you know, like the punch machines?
No. Say, I'd done it before. I went to Magaluf in 2013. And there was all these big dudes hitting it, yeah.
Yeah.
So I walked up and I went, can I go next? And I went, yeah, okay. And they're all like, whack, hit that really hard. I banged it and got like it way higher than most of them, I think. Probably some probably got higher than me.
It's out of 1,000, isn't it?
But I banged it. I think I got like 900 and something. And I just walked away. And they're all like going, oh, what the fuck, man? No, they're like Saxons. They're all like pissed off. Like, there's all girls with them as well.
Right.
I just
right.
walked away like a wee cunt. You know what I mean? happy days later.
You got like 9, like, what would you get? Like 9:30 or something like that?
I don't even know. It was 2013, mate.
Yeah, I got 9:40 on it once. In the Odyssey Bowl.
So I done one on RTE on the Late. They asked me would I do one.
Right.
I was wearing fucking
suit.
I was wearing suit shoes.
Right.
On the fucking slippy floor.
Right.
And I punched it and I slipped and I got a wee shit score.
Did you go on your hoop?
No. I just slipped and was off balance. So my score was like 800 and something. Right.
Was Tubbery hosting?
No, I was.
Should have like, hit that and then smacked him.
People still to this day send me things, I beat your score. I'm like,
right. I'm a better boxer than you.
So yeah. Fuck. I fucking slipped when I was doing it, but like, you beat it, so.
Yeah. Felt bastards. Like, you'll see like the worst behaviour around those things. You know, fellas who like on nights out, top off and all, that. And just like, that's a weird. I used to do one in the Odyssey Bowl.
Used to break it?
You know the bowling alley it was? There used to be one there, and I was like 14 and stuff, going to the Odyssey with mates from school, and you were flat out like, trying to really go for it on
cutting
that.
About 30 quid into it?
Probably. But here's the thing.
14 with 30 quid, that's a lot.
I never. I'd say around that time, you were getting a fiver to go out, and that's all you needed, really. You'd have had change coming
like
home.
20 quid.
I know.
What the fuck?
What age are your kids?
7 and 4.
Do you do pocket money? Because your kids are younger than mine, nope. So I don't know about all this kind of thing. You don't do pocket money?
No. My daughter probably tries to steal money on me at times.
Right.
No.
7 and 4. Now, do you take them on holiday? Because this is something I'm kind of...
Do I take them on holidays?
Worried about, yeah. Like, when you are going on holiday...
My kids are well-travelled. Like, my daughter, she came to LA with us, so she was at every single one of my fights in the first year. So she has flew from Ireland to LA, Ireland to New York, LA, Australia, Australia, Ireland. She's been everywhere. A little bastard at times, but no. A good kid.
What does she think of when you're fighting?
She was only 2 at the time then. She's 7, she was at the last fight, and she loves it whole week. Like, she loves the whole thing. She was ringing me off. Hey, Daddy, are you okay? I'm just calling. I'm really looking forward to coming to the fight this weekend. I can't wait. How are you? Is everything okay? Like, you're never like this on a normal week. Just because I'm fighting, you're giving me all this extra attention. And then, like,
she could be your motivation coach.
She probably could be, yeah. But like, for the TV and all that, she was loving it. She just wants to be in the pictures and all. She loves it. My son, he's just like, yeah, why are they not? He said to Shauna during the fight, how long is this going to be? He says, why are they not on the floor yet?
They?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So he wants to see a knockout and he's not really fussed on who it is. It could be you.
He doesn't appreciate the art of boxing.
Do you think, is he showing any interest in it? Or your daughter? Are they?
Yeah, they both have interest in it, but it'll not be something I'll try to make them do or push them to do. I don't want them to compete.
I don't think I asked you before, forgive me if I have, but obviously your dad being so involved with boxing and coaching and you and Jamie, you know, growing up doing it, amateurs, all that kind of thing, were you kind of not pushed into it, but were you kind of told you've got to get into this?
I would say Jamie and my other brother Brenton were more pushed into it than me. I wanted to do it because they don't.
Right.
See, I always wanted to be like Jamie from when I was a kid, because he's the eldest.
I want to be like Jamie now.
Fair enough.
The suits. Jamie looks like if you were casting a Martin Scorsese film and you needed like a cute driver or something for one of the big
he's
mob guys.
He's a driver.
Because he's in the suit.
I thought you were going to say he's like a Joe Pesci or something, but you're giving him.
He's like a young Pesci. No, he looks like the sort of guy
in Goodfellas who talks shit to Pesci and gets shot in the foot.
Yep.
And then he kills him.
Yep.
That's him.
That's Jamie.
He gives a bit of back talk and then gets killed.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's always in the nice suits.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
But they were sent to box him to kind of learn how to defend themselves.
What's the age gap between you and Jamie?
5 years.
And your other brother?
5 years between me and him. 3 years between the other brother. And then I have a younger brother. And there's 2 years between us.
Right.
So you can see my man. And there's one actually in between me and my older, the one above me, who was born, died at birth.
Okay.
So we're even five. So you could say my man was probably pregnant for 10 years in a row.
Right.
Fair play, like.
But you just, so you got into it because you saw Jamie doing it.
I actually went to the same club as them at the start, and I was told I'm not allowed to be here because I'm too young. Cracked my eyes out and just went and joined a different club.
A different one?
Like younger kids being in.
And what, right, but seeing what it was like for you getting into it and all that sense, if your son did want to do it, would you be encouraging of it? Would you try and put him off it?
You can't stop it, can you? But because if you say no, they'll want to do it more. But I don't kind of promote it loads. I don't watch loads of boxing. I don't talk about boxing. Now he sees me going training and stuff, and he wants it. He has his own wee gloves and all, wants to put them on. So if he really wanted to do it when he got to that kind of age, I would back him.
Yeah.
But I don't want to kind of have that route for him there.
Now, knowing that he's four and use the gloves a bit, that on your undercard, that's who I'd fight. I think that's an even, could go either way fight.
My daughter would beat you, like.
I know, that's why I'm fighting your son, because he's 3 years younger. But do you think, like, is there anything, your own experience of, like, getting into fighting at a young age, is there anything you did at a young age or had to do with your training that you would, that was like a lesson where you go, I wouldn't actually do that bit, or
no,
the intensity of it or anything like that, or?
I kind of failed in the wrong route from, after, like, I won everything the first year, won the Irons and all the first year.
At what age?
Wasn't beat at like 11. So your first year is kind of, I was 10 in my first fight, but I was 11 that year. So that was the kind of age I was in. So I won everything that year. And then the next year, I was just got like, I'm better than anybody. Don't really do as much.
Right.
And I kind of started to fall in the route of doing everything else with my friends who say to boxing.
Mm-hmm.
I still won everything until the All-Ireland final. That was the first time I'd lost. So it kind of took me off the ball and just thought it was better than what it was. But that's, you can't tell someone that. They have to learn that themselves.
Yeah.
I would definitely want them to train and definitely want them to be involved, because what boxing does for kids and what it does for everyone, not just kids, it's life-changing, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It teaches you so much stuff. Discipline, self-respect, you know.
It's so, in Belfast especially, it is so cross-community. Boxing and football are two things I look at and just completely cut across, like the divide. But when you hear boxers talk about, you know, in very nationalist areas or very loyalist areas, when it came to boxing, like, they're training both sides and there's no problem there.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Like, you'd be away on trips and everything is, you know, everybody is one team. So
yeah,
it doesn't cross at all. Like.
Yeah. See the way you don't know your opponent for the fight at the SSE? Mm.
Is that like, is that good or bad?
Well, Jamie probably or has it lined up. I don't
know. He's just being sly, not telling.
I've been away for the week, so I don't know.
Right.
So
get here. Give him a shout.
I will. I'll ask him today. I'll ask him today at some stage.
Text him and say, "Here, FYI, who am I fighting?"
See, it's still loads of time.
Yeah, yeah. 12 weeks.
Loads of time. That's a lot.
What can I? What? How can I help you in camp?
Don't be there. How far can you run?
Long distance.
Give me some times. 10K.
10K. I could do a 10K in.
5K.
My fastest time with a 5K is 19:11.
Okay.
Yours?
You're about 4 minutes off.
But then I'm not a professional athlete.
Oh,
if I was, enough. 7 minutes. I could do a 5K. I could probably, like, I'm still running a bit. I could probably do a 10K in 50.
That's slow.
What?
That's 5 minute kilometers.
Well, like 40.
I'd say you could do one.
I can do it in whatever you think's impressive.
45 or 47, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Between that.
Yeah, what's the difference between 47 and 50?
3 minutes.
Fuck you. Were you at were you at my opera show?
No, I was gone. I was.
It's good.
It looked different, like, you know.
I couldn't remember if you were there or not. It was fun.
You didn't invite me.
You're always invited.
Nah, I wasn't.
Huh?
Didn't get the invite.
Were you invited when I do it again?
But I was in London.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Went to a little show in London.
Me?
Unbeknown to you, I was there, yeah.
Why are you going, like, incognito?
I just wanted to go. We were in London for the Tyson Fury, Dillian Whyte fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we said, fuck it, well, we're bored, let's... Much,
no, not you're bored. You thought, either way, I want to go to this.
Well, it was said we'll go.
Who'd you go with?
Jamie and another fella who was with us.
Who was, I'm trying, because I've done, that was Leicester Square Theatre?
I think so.
Who was on? Was Dave on before me, or?
I missed him. I didn't know it was on. We thought you were on at, like, whatever time you were on, 7:30. We thought that's the time it was starting.
Right.
That's the time you were on. So by the time you get in, with perfect timing.
That was a good show.
Yeah,
that was good.
It was good. The little guy at the front.
From South Africa. There was a guy there just by himself. He was wearing a face mask, and, like, the regulations were well over. Like,
yeah.
And I just knew. I looked out backstage, and he caught Mike's wearing a face mask, and I was like, he'll be interesting to talk to. But he was brilliant. He was just there by himself. And those London shows are always fun because it's a lot of people from home.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, the atmosphere is going to be good. And then, you know, I'm starting to get people from... what freaks me out is when someone's from not home and they're coming to see me. Hey, why did you know about this? And there was a guy, it might have been that night, who sent me a message after and said... Because I do material in that show about getting circumcised.
Yeah.
Guy messaged me, referenced that material and was like, I'm from Israel. Me and my son came over to see your stand-up.
Really?
That freaked me out. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was amazed by that. But at that show, that London show, that was class because that night the guy who runs it, there's a guy called Darren who's, like, front of the house at Leicester Square Theatre, the nicest guy. And he came up to me, he's like, you're coming doing another few shows here over the next year. So I was like, yeah. He's like, we need to speak to our supplier, our alcohol supplier, because any time crowds have come to see you, the bar has sold out of alcohol. So because it's people from home over there, like, because if you're from London, like, people might have, like, you know, one drink or, like, a water or whatever.
Yeah.
But he said to me, there's people having 3-4 drinks over the night. And I was like, yeah, you're going to stock up next time.
It's the same as when I'm in New York and MSG, they do the same thing. They drink it dry, like.
Yeah.
It's just fucking people from home. They just go mental.
Because when we went to see some stand-up shows in America... They have a 2-drink minimum at a lot of it. You know, you go into the comedy clubs. It's just so the waitresses get money and all this. They've 2-drink minimum. So it's basically like they want you to spend money instead of you pay in and then don't buy a drink. But you can have a soft drink. And I remember going in with William and Kieran and a few boys in Toronto. And they were explaining there's a 2-drink minimum. And the boys were like, it'll be all right. We'll manage 2 drinks. minimum two drinks is fine. But like from home, you gotta tell. There should be a maximum for people from home.
Oh, I was thinking it was maximum.
No.
Minimum, you have to have two.
Yeah. Very good. But that'd be, you can have Coke or anything like that. But it's just a different way of.
Is that a drink?
Huh? No, they can sell you full blown Coke.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Coke and ice baths to do. Have you? By the way, I meant to say to you, can I have a Michael Conlon T-shirt? Like Conlon T-shirt.
What size?
Huh?
What size?
2XL.
If you give me your size, I'll
no medium.
A medium, okay. I should have one of it in the house.
No, I'm a medium, but I'm a big medium. You say I'm in good shape.
You actually do look alright. Do you train?
Mm-hmm.
What train do you do?
Violin.
No, I fucking done violin. When you mentioned about the trumpet earlier, I went like, remember when you were in primary school?
Yeah.
I really wish I had not had like people going.
Yeah.
go ahead with your violin. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was like, I really wanted.
You saying you have a secret dream to play the violin?
I really wanted to learn.
Man, that's bit. Beautiful. Like you're sharing.
I would have wanted to learn.
You gonna cry?
How to play any instrument you can.
Okay. Okay. I see a Belfast Live article. Conlon breaks down talking about childhood violin.
Fuck me. Like,
right. Here's what we'll do. I mean this, right? Here's what we'll do. We're going to film two videos in the next wee while, right? Maybe after, maybe not during camp.
Yeah.
Right? One, me getting into your ice bath. We'll do it together.
Yeah.
Talk me through it. Second video, if we can do this, we'll get a violin teacher to give you a lesson. And we'll both do it.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah?
Sweet.
You're like, I fucking whatever, but you love it.
I guitar now, though.
There's something funnier about the violin.
I went and bought a fucking guitar in England, and it's just set in my flat in England.
Right.
The whole time.
Right.
I've never bothered trying to learn it, but I really want to learn it.
Guitar's cool, though. What would be cooler is for your fight at SSE, you come out and play yourself in, just all... Do the scat, man. Your opponent would already be beat. He's like, this mental bastard. Violining himself to the ring. Yeah, I've done that with guitars before. Love the idea of it. I don't know, do you know why?
It's actually fucking really hard on your fingers, isn't it?
It's not, you can't be instantly good at it.
Nah.
I like something where you can be good at it pretty quick.
Piano.
You like to play that too?
Fucking play any instrument.
I'm trying to think, what's entry? Like, what's the easy tin whistle? But that's not cool. Like what? But
I can play Mary Had a Little Lamb on tin whistle.
Right.
I remember that.
That's a flex. Yeah, but that's not you playing it. I did that with anything.
It's like the first three ones.
You name it, I can play it on the air tin whistle.
I was going to ask you there.
Anything. I mean it. No. Anything.
Oh, come to me again. I've lost it.
Nothing's off the table. Is there anything you've always wanted to ask me? Training wise or...
Would you fake Conor Burns?
No, because he beat me. I mean that. Because...
Paddy McDonald versus Conor Burns would be a good thing.
Paddy boxed when he was younger.
He wouldn't hold back.
Paddy McDonald wouldn't hold back. That's what would be a good fight. Yeah. Burnsy trains in boxing gyms, bottom line. Bottom line.
Fuck.
Trains with people.
I really wish I could find... I was trying to look for them recently. I have videos of them.
I'd be in the ring with him. I'd be in the ring with him. I'd be messing about. He caught me under the jaw and I would be sparked out and people would be laughing and go, he's a brilliant sport, Shane Todd. See, but I would be fully knocked out.
I legit had videos of him practicing his walkout for his fight. Like,
I do that with stand-up.
In a gym. It's amazing. No, you need to kind of prepare, don't you? Mentally. And he's the best I've ever had to prepare.
But walkouts, I'm sure there are boxers who practice walkouts, like professional. I'm sure there's something in it where, like, if you stride with purpose and all that kind of thing.
No.
No?
No. I've never practiced walkout. Now, I know how every walkout is going to go.
Yeah. I know how the next one's going to go.
Oh, I need to find this video. I'll find it and I'll send you.
Right, okay.
Because you'll fucking love it. And I have about 10 different angles of it because I made him do it so many times.
Let me ask you this to wrap, right? I'm doing my first tour of the States in October here. I've been over plenty of times, but this is my first like tour. You lived, where did you live?
LA.
LA. I was gonna say I didn't know it was Philly or LA. Or Tyrone lived in Philly, maybe.
He Philly are.
So I'm going to LA for a couple of days.
There's fuck all Irish.
Right, that's okay. I've been before, I like it. But what's a few things you could tell me? You could be like, you gotta go here, you gotta do this.
You've done, what do you call the beach again?
Malibu?
Beach and all.
Venice?
Aye, Venice.
Is it good? There, a lot of loopers around there though.
Aye, crazy, but it's really good. Really,
it's like they call it the American Castle Street.
It would be. Great video of a junkie doing speedball.
Right, you're not selling that to me as a place to go.
No, I'm not, Len. It was fucking amazing. Because of how good he actually was.
By the way, I think I know the speedball this.
Yeah.
You can tell I've done it before.
Yeah, found it right away.
Now you filmed this?
Yes.
Let me see.
Look how good is. Two junkies actually it is. Look how good these guys are.
This might be who you're fighting. They're good.
They're fucking very good.
I would love it if Jamie surprises you that you're fighting both these boys at the SSE. But where's like, is there somewhere to eat? There's some, where's a wee place you liked?
Oh.
Give me like a wee place that isn't.
places to eat.
Just give me somewhere people wouldn't know. Like, there's obviously the touristy place and all. What did you do?
There's loads of little like barbecue places.
I like barbecue food.
But they're, I forget the names of them, but they're like the food in that they're tried trip or whatever. It's all this unbelievable stuff.
Where did you stay? Where did you like, what part of it did
I
you live?
I lived in Marina Del Rey.
Right. She's a singer, no?
No, that's Lana Del Rey. But I lived right on the pier. Who was in the same building as me?
Now, with this one, let me guess. No, yeah, don't do that.
I'll give you a clue.
Right. Don't give me a clue that's going to make me definitely going to get it, because I love guessing and I hate it when you say to someone, here, guess you, and then they don't play along. I hate that.
Female.
Lana Del Rey.
No. Older generation than us.
Right.
Actress? Brother was amazing. Artist as well. Singer.
Janet Jackson.
Bang. Yep.
Wow.
Hey, Janet.
Now, also, if you're giving people clues just for future about Michael Jackson, amazing singer. There's a lot of amazing singers. You can narrow it down by just saying plastic. You could do that. I was singing plastic face nonce. Oh, wow. You could.
Fucking hell.
Janet Jackson was there. Were you chatting to her?
Yeah. Nah, I never chatted there. Like, but she was in the same kind of complex.
Oh yeah.
Also, nerd guess.
Go
wrestler.
In the same complex.
Not in the actual like same part, but in the same like lane of vicinity. Complexes. Yeah. Within 150 meters.
Give me one clue. Again, don't give me a clue. It's gonna make me get it.
Wrestler. Female.
Trish Stratus.
No.
Lita.
No.
I think I might.
More modern times.
Well, I don't know. China.
Homegrown.
Homegrown. Mm-hmm. Oh, female. I don't know. From the film The Rock was in. No.
No.
This is an Irish wrestler.
Yes.
I don't know any Irish wrestlers.
Really?
From WWE.
There's three.
Right.
There's two men and a woman.
Right.
So I've basically gnawed it right there.
But this game won't. If I don't know, if I now know.
Yeah.
That it's an Irish female WWE wrestler, and I don't know an Irish WWE female wrestler, I then won't be able to guess who that is.
Becky Lynch.
I know the name, but I don't know who that is.
Well, she was the champion, wasn't she? I don't watch wrestling, but I know.
Neither do these guys here. So you, Becky Lynch, and Janet Jackson.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, by statistics, one of them is secretly loving it. Like,
yes, yes, yes. So she did
there. See them outside the SSE something. Like, you at the wrestling, full championship belt.
No, mate, it's mad how much fucking famous people you see just walking about the streets.
In LA. But then everybody looks famous here. You know what I mean? They've all plastic surgery, they've all.
What's that series, the OA? OA?
No.
There was a fella who was in that there. He was like a little like hippie kid of like angry punk skater dude. And we've seen him, but he was exactly the character who he fucking played.
Are you sure they weren't filming?
No. He was in.
Were you on a set?
he was in getting food in right. Like fucking like a salad kind of place. And he just was the exact same fucking person who he had acted.
There's a good salad. Sweet Green? You ever
Sweet
been there?
Sweet Green's. That's where it was. That's where it was.
That's a good spot.
Unbelievable.
Do you know who I saw in LA when I was doing Runyon Canyon? You know, I was doing the walk. Oh. I was actually running, but. The girl from Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, the wee one.
Yep, and this was when that series was just out.
11.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think she was about 13 at the time. but she was by herself, and I found that absolutely mental. Like, I didn't do, obviously, like...
Give you a better one. One of the wee guys who trains in our gym over in England, he was in the Maldives, and he was a coacher, boxing.
Right.
So, a bit better than what you done, like, just seeing her, like, he was giving her back.
Oh, he was coaching her boxing? I thought you went, there was a guy in my gym who coached boxing in the Maldives, so...
And I was like, no.
He coached her
he
boxing?
Was coaching her. She was over for, like, it was over the winter, I think it was, and he was over... Like staying over the window.
She's on the undercard at the SSE.
She must be, yeah.
I love that against the guy from the Sweet Green Shop.
against Conor Burns.
This. Your fight, what date?
It should be December 11th.
Oh, hasn't even been announced yet?
No, it hasn't been announced.
Give us an exclusive about it. This doesn't come out. Now, by the way, this doesn't come out for another 2.5 weeks. 10 days. It's about in 10 days.
There's no exclusive.
Huh?
No exclusive.
Who are you fighting? The Pac-Man? I don't know who the Pac-Man is, I just hear people saying it.
He's retired.
Okay, but could be him.
No, I don't know who I'm fighting. I don't
Florence
know.
Mayweather, you're fighting him?
And the Machine.
You are? Right.
So Florence Mayweather and
AJ.
The Machine.
Oh, that's great. I didn't get that at all. AJ? Would you fight Anthony Joshua for 10 million quid?
100%.
I think you beat him.
Yeah.
You get in his head.
Just kick him in his balls.
Yeah. I don't think that's allowed. And if he tried to do that to you, it wouldn't work because from the ice bath, your balls are still like up in your lungs.
Inside?
Yeah. cheers for coming on, as always.
Pleasure.
As always, we're going to do the violin video. We're going to do the ice bath video.
Now I'm holding the ice bath video.
Yeah. I know. I will do it.
How long do you think you could do?
What's an average? You said 90 seconds, someone can hold their breath. What's the average time?
Of like 90 seconds.
He said holding your breath, the average person can do for 90 seconds.
Well, like, depending on how cold it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you 7 minutes, yeah? If you can do 7 minutes.
You give me $5,000.
No, I'll...
Six.
I'll let you pat their potty horns.
I don't have a desire to punch people. I don't want to beat people up as a thing for this.
Have you seen how heavy body is at the moment?
Yeah.
He's changed.
But then I'm heavier than you think, so we actually would be, because I'm great shape.
Boxing has stunted his growth.
I know, he said honestly told me once, he said, I'll not go into the centre, but he said if it wasn't for boxing, he'd be about 6'4".
You know, all his brothers are way bigger than him. Like,
yeah.
And he is so small.
Wouldn't you love it if in retirement he grew?
He's grown out the way, but not up the way.
I know. But yeah, if I'm there, you have a gym in your house.
Yeah,
we're gonna throw hands when I'm there if you want.
Well, I don't actually have moved house, so I don't have my gym anymore.
Don't check
have
out.
Running machine and bike.
I go
through a good session on that though.
No, I don't know because it don't go anywhere. I don't like hate the idea of a static bike.
Really?
Yeah. That's why I don't like treadmills either. I like to see my achievement. Does that make sense?
No.
It's not going anywhere. But if I'm running and
I
do 10K, I can see that. I get bored on the same thing.
A 10K on treadmill's too much. 5K?
Yeah.
Happy days.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll throw a few combos. Shh. You shit yourself a wee bit when I do. And here's the thing, I didn't even throw that left. But you'd have been shh. And that's another thing I do with boxing. I won't actually move my hands from my legs.
Are you still doing your entrepreneur course?
Yeah. I'm taking the course now. So if you want to sign up for it, I could definitely get you in.
You part of them?
Huh?
Yeah. You part of them?
You all good?
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll get you playing that violin, don't worry about it.
I'll fucking rip Freddy apart.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Michael Conlon. Appreciate you coming on. Thanks for having tea with me. Can I just have that hat?
I need my haircut there, I'll give it.
Let me see. Do you want to go Coco?
No, I've got my own bar.
Go Coco?
If I left, I would be cheating.
Right, okay.
You know how it is.
But the options are for Coco.
Would you cheat on your barber?
If I had to. I've been in the situation before. No. Here's the thing. Coco's not happy with me at the minute.
I could have, but I wouldn't.
You should go Coco.
No.
So, Coco's booked out. Sometimes I need a cut. If I need a cut, Coco, I'm sorry, I gotta go elsewhere. But he wasn't happy with me recently. But he's my barber. But if I need you, the industry, I mean, sometimes I need a cut for a gig, you know.
Fair enough.
But it's mainly Coco.
When's the next gig?
Next big thing's London 24. What? When will this come out? Aye, 24th of September, and then I'm working new material at the minute, so we.
Alright.
You wanna go?
Yeah.
In London?
Let me see.
Is that where you're doing your camp?
Yes, it's Friday train.
Do you wanna go? We'll go Nando's.
It's Friday, is it?
It's a Friday, yeah.
Well, 24th is a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
I can do that.
Do you wanna go?
What time is it up?
9:30.
Where?
Leicester Square Theatre again.
Alright.
Right?
Most likely I'll be there, yep.
Well, no, it's a yes or no. I need to know.
Give me a few.
I'll keep a seat.
Yes, keep me a seat. Yeah.
You want to bring somebody else?
This isn't coming out. My dad's 60 this week. So, on the 19th, he's 60. Tomorrow. So, yeah. We'll speak about this, actually, yeah. What is your father? What is your father?
Why? Do you want to try and get him to fight your dad? What have you done
for, like...
He's 72.
So, what have you done for, like, his big birthdays?
For his 70th, we had a big surprise party for him at Ned's bar down Hollywood.
Do you like surprise parties? Or does he like parties?
He loved it.
My dad hates parties.
My dad went, don't do anything for me, and then would have been fully raging if it didn't. He loved his
70th. Yeah, he's the same in that sense. So, he says, I was in Portugal on holiday after the fair. Was it? No, it was... Where was it? It was Lanzarote.
Shithole.
He was in Portugal.
Right.
But he says, for my 60th, you know, I want to do a few things with my sons because there's four of us. He says, like, I would like to do some skydiving. I says, not a fucking chance to get me in a plane.
Yeah.
Scuba diving, some hiking, and all these like things which we haven't done together, but you want to do before you die. I don't want to die, so I'm not going to jump in a plane. So what I done when I was in Lanzarote, I rang up the skydive place in Portugal.
Right.
And booked him in the skydive, and he says, go and do your skydive yourself. I'm not doing it. So he went and done the fucking skydive.
By himself? Oh. That's the saddest birthday of all time.
Jamie was with him.
Oh, that's okay.
But Jamie didn't do it. He says, come deal with me. He's like, nah, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. So he went and jumped. He says it was amazing. So tomorrow, we're taking him fucking, I don't know, my brother's bringing us up some fucking mountain here somewhere. Jumping him, making him go hiking because he wants to hike.
Right.
I think he'll fucking hate hiking, if I'm going to be
honest. Like Donner or something like that?
Oh, somewhere like that. And then jumping in the water and all this here stuff.
Right.
Wim Hof, I mean, I can handle the cold easy.
See, if you go up Sleep Donner, up the Bloody Bridgeway, you can swim up there.
Is there pools and all that?
Yeah. Nice pool.
Okay. Mostly that's what we'll probably do.
Right.
So it happens tomorrow. But like, what fucking person wants to jump out of a plane?
I don't know. My dad would be like that too. He'd do stuff like that. Like you, I don't want to die, so I won't do it. Genuinely, when you asked my dad, you said it's your dad's birthday, and what age is my dad? I thought for your dad's birthday, you wanted to organise some sort of old man's fight.
He's too big. My dad's too big.
My dad's 5'3".
I know. I've seen.
My dad's the white Kevin Hart. Like, this guy is not winning a fight with Mr. Conlon.
How did you enjoy it, Kevin Hart?
That's good.
New best mate.
New best mate.
Wow.
When I'm over in America, I've I'm going to give him a shout. I don't have his number, but somehow I'll get it. Okay. Cheers for coming on, Mike. Appreciate it. See you in London.
See you there.